It's a well-known, accurate, true fact that at all boat jumbles, all the best stuff has gone by 1 minute past 10, precisely to the minute, give or take 60 seconds either way. That even applies to boat jumbles on the South Coast Riviera, which generally start at 10:30 a.m. GMT. That's gents' mean time to you, to suit the more leisurely hours of today's time-rich, cash-richer, corporate boutique mariner, commonly found round Cairns, round Cowes, and up the Amble. Now, after that first minute at the boat jumble, all that's left is 3,000 late Jacobean Baby Blake sea toilets, 450 Bronze Age seagull outboards, and 720 200-pound fisherman anchors, all missing one fluke. And, of course, 25 large mounds of oil rig anchor chain that's fused itself into a solid mass of orange rust. In fact, experienced Essex boat jumble navigators set these iron monoliths as waypoints, as they seem to be in exactly the same place every year. Just a bit rustier, and now with £2.50 per ton off the marked price. If only artists went to boat jumbles, they wouldn't have to suffer half so much, as any one of the above would make a ready-to-go Turner Prize contender. To be fair, though, there is a chance that if you cannibalise 450 seagulls, you might end up with one that actually works. Except, of course, for when you need it, too, just like any other seagull. Now, that would definitely win the Turner Prize. Other than that, after that first minute, anything that you can actually lift without the aid of a mighty Ruston Bucyrus crane, also available at boat jumbles, has already been snapped up by early bird bargain fiends who've stuffed their diesel Ford Mondeos to the gunwales and are already heading home, back down the A12, swaying more precariously than a South Coast sailing gent tramping downwind on a dead run in a Force 8 with a lightweight balloon spinnaker shouting, "Starboard!" This is normally how I find my way to the Essex Spring Boat Jumble, which for some strange reason is virtually impossible to find, even though it's in exactly the same place every year. I just aim for the source of the teetering Mondeos. But try as I might, I've never actually got to one on time. There was one occasion, when I was young, innocent and didn't know any worse, that I arrived 45 minutes before opening time. By the time I got to the front of the queue, it was 46 minutes later, and I'd missed all the bargains. But this year was different. Boating friends Anne and Jen collected me and my old mate Julian in their old BMW estate, and in no time at all we were spectacularly lost. There was no problem with Anne's driving, which was impeccable, and her language even more so, considering that Jen was navigating with a monster hangover and was quite defiant about his shortcut through Norfolk that would avoid the queues. He was right about that, it did avoid the queues. Julian, meanwhile, thought it might help if he read out ever so slowly all the words written on every road sign. The Welsh ones he just spelled out. It didn't help. Eventually, we all mutinied and started rocking in our seats and chanting in unison, "Aim for the Mondeos! Aim for the Mondeos!" until Jen finally capitulated and threw his dog-eared atlas at us in a huff. We all thought that a little unnecessary, so we began chanting, "Jen's thrown the atlas! Jen's thrown the atlas! Na 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 na!" and so on. We only just made it to the boat jumble, because by the time we rolled in, the last Mondeo was lumbering out, loaded down to the bump stops, like American Dust Bowl farmers heading west in the Great Depression, with all their possessions piled high on Model T Fords. If you've read The Grapes of Wrath, you'll know the only thing that the Jodes left behind was the Seagull Rotivator, which was probably the source of all their woes in the first place. Anyway, back in Essex in February 2013, the boat jumble car park was littered with Mondeo passenger seats, rear seat squabs and parcel shelves that had been jettisoned to make space for cargoes of boating bounty bound for Billericay. Clearly, it had been an exceptional boat jumble, full of knockout bargains, and there was just one left. Once I'd battled my way to the entrance through a stampede of stallholders packing up and heading home, organiser Chris said to me, "As you're so late, Dave, I'll just charge you half price." At last, my first ever boat jumble bargain. On the way home, Jen said I owed him half the difference because if it hadn't been for him, I would have had to pay full price. Negotiations continue. Meanwhile, I'm beginning to think I might make a bob or two next year by taking a boat jumble pitch exclusively to sell Mondeo passenger seats, rear seat squabs and parcel shelves. I'll have to get there early though.